It's heartbreaking how hard it can be to identify someone when all you have are fragments, often incomplete, degraded, or scattered, and DNA testing isn't always possible or conclusive.
That's why forensic anthropologists have traditionally relied on careful examination of bones, teeth, and other physical evidence to estimate age, sex, stature, ancestry, and other identifying traits.
But even with that expertise, matching fragments to missing persons can still be slow, complex, and uncertain.
The key idea here is that artificial intelligence is becoming a powerful assistive tool in forensic anthropology, not a replacement for human experts.
That really matters, because AI can help researchers compare fragments, estimate physical characteristics, and search through large volumes of missing person data more efficiently.
Its real value is in augmenting expert judgment, handling repetitive, large-scale tasks, and surfacing possible leads.
One major application is fragment matching, where AI can compare broken bone pieces using 3D scans.
It looks at edges, surfaces, curvature, and other geometric features to determine whether fragments may belong to the same individual.
Another is 3D reconstruction, which can help visualize how fragments fit together, especially when physical reconstruction is difficult or incomplete.
AI can also support biological profile estimation, helping estimate age at death, sex, stature, and other traits by learning patterns from large skeletal datasets.
And it can speed up missing person matching by comparing forensic findings with missing person databases, medical records, and case files.
It can also do pattern recognition, identifying subtle anatomical patterns that are useful for identification, but hard to compare manually at scale.
But the central argument is that AI works best when human experts remain in control.
Models can process data and suggest possibilities, but forensic professionals must interpret results, verify reliability, account for uncertainty, and avoid over-reliance.
In this work, a confident-looking answer isn't enough. It has to be defensible, transparent, and carefully explained in context.
Many cases are bottlenecked not by forensic analysis alone, but by the difficulty of finding a plausible identity.
So faster matching can improve workflow, help law enforcement prioritize cases, and bring closure to families who have waited years for answers.
There are important risks, too. If AI models are trained on narrow or unrepresentative datasets, they may perform poorly for underrepresented populations.
That can lead to inaccurate estimates, false leads, or missed identifications.
Data quality and privacy are also serious concerns, because forensic cases involve sensitive personal, medical, familial, and cultural information.
Any system accessing or processing that kind of data needs strong ethical safeguards and clear accountability.
And uncertainty is unavoidable, because forensic identification is usually probabilistic rather than absolute.
AI should help communicate the strength and limitations of a match, not hide that uncertainty.
That's why collaboration is essential. Developers, forensic anthropologists, law enforcement, and missing person organizations need to work together.
The tools have to reflect real-world needs and be used responsibly.
The future of AI-augmented forensic anthropology isn't about robots replacing experts, but about smarter tools helping experts do better work.
As datasets grow, 3D scanning becomes more accessible, and models improve, AI can play a larger role in reconstructing remains, comparing evidence, and connecting cases to missing persons.
The critical takeaways are clear. AI can speed up and improve forensic identification, but it does not replace expert judgment.
Its most practical uses are fragment matching, 3D reconstruction, biological profile estimation, and matching remains to missing person records.
Human oversight is essential to ensure accuracy, transparency, and ethical use.
Bias, data quality, privacy, and uncertainty are major risks that must be managed.
Responsible implementation can help resolve long-standing unidentified person cases, support families, and make forensic workflows more efficient and humane.
In short, AI's most important role is to help bring the dead back into the living story of their families, not as data points, but as people whose identities are finally recognized.